Canton man under arrest in connection with a deadly shooting earlier this month. 32-year-old Corey Partee was taken into custody Monday on warrants for reckless homicide and tampering with evidence. Partee allegedly shot 35-year-old Christopher Smith in the hip October 4th on Market Avenue North in Canton. Smith died at Mercy Hospital. Investigators say Partee also tried to dispose of the gun. He's scheduled to be arraigned in Canton Municipal Court today. Mother and daughter accused in a Canton murder now awaiting action from a Starr County grand jury. The case of 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry and 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry was bound over after they waived their preliminary hearings. During a status conference Tuesday, both charged with murder in the beating death of 54-year-old Jerry Morris of Canton. Investigators say he was found dead in Akron August 1st, but the alleged crime happened in Canton. Man is sentenced for the holdup of a Canton bank, 28-year-old Xavier Pledger. Canton pleaded guilty in June to federal charges of bank robbery and using and carrying a firearm during a crime of violence. He was recently given an 8.5-year sentence. Police were called to the Chase Bank branch on 30th Street Northwest last October 17th. Employees said a man with a gun entered the building and pointed the weapon at them and patrons. Police arrived to find the man with a gun and arrested him without incident. Approximately $6,500 and a handgun were recovered. It was a night of recognition and change at Monday's Sebring Village Council meeting. Council honored retiring Police Chief Ray Harris with a plaque and a service weapon and sworn in new Chief Joshua Kelm. Aaron Peterman was promoted to Sergeant, Dylan Vasey to full-time patrolman. Council also recognized Service Director Bill Sainer for 40 years of service and Wastewater Superintendent Lee Hatton and Dispatcher Tracy Wheeler, each with 25 years. New two-year dispatch contract with Smith Township was approved, effective January 1st. Annual cost unchanged at roughly $20,000. The remains of multiple horses were recently found in Columbiana County. WFMJ-TV reports a woman who was about to sign a lease for the Pure Gold Stable in Salem found the remains of four animals in the stalls. The owner, identified as Heather Burkmeyer, said she was not aware of any dead horses on the property. Investigators said it appeared the animals had been in the stables for months. The county sheriff's office and Humane Society are investigating. Judge has been appointed to preside over a suppression hearing for a Lisbon man charged with killing his ex-wife. 51-year-old William Long faces multiple counts, including aggravated murder in the November 2023 slaying of Michelle Long. She was found shot to death outside her Cary Road home in Butler Township. Retired Tuscarawas County Judge Edward O'Farrell was appointed to hear the motion to suppress evidence. Motion challenges search warrants issued by Administrative Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton. She will preside over the trial, scheduled to begin November 18th. Catholic Diocese of Youngstown ending the practice of holding funeral visitations in church buildings. Bishop David Bonar announced effective December 1st, visitations will no longer be allowed in church buildings or facilities. He says the decision follows teaching that the church is a place of worship, not for viewings. Bonar says he understands the change could be difficult, but believes it's important to keep funeral rites in line with Catholic liturgy. Mahoning County coroners identified the body of a man found in a ditch on Youngstown's east side earlier this month. 41-year-old Samuel Rodriguez Hernandez was found dead October 19th on Nelson Avenue. Police initially called the death suspicious and are continuing to investigate it as possible homicide. An autopsy was performed at the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. Man arrested for having a gun outside a Youngstown football practice will have a hearing next week. 18-year-old Edward Agee charged with failure to comply and misdemeanors including inducing panic and inciting to violence, police say was found outside a Valley Christian High School practice at the former South High Stadium October 3rd. He left the scene when police arrived, nearly hitting a marked cruiser. The car was later found at a West Evergreen address. The Valley Christian game against Columbiana scheduled for the next night was canceled. Man convicted of fraud over his rehab centers in Austintown and Columbus is behind bars. 45-year-old Ryan Sheridan was arrested Monday on kidnapping and domestic violence charges. They stem from an alleged incident Thursday night at a home on 42nd Street in Austintown. A woman told police Sheridan was at the home when an argument broke out. He allegedly threw her to the ground twice as she attempted to leave, causing minor injuries. Sheridan is being held without bond and is scheduled for arraignment in Canfield Municipal Court today. His probation on the earlier cases expires in November 2026.